This past Friday, Jesuits and their colleagues, indeed members throughout the church, celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius, of course, is the founder of the Jesuits, lived in the 16th century, first half of the 16th century, changed the world. In some parishes, they celebrate the Feast of St. Ignatius on the Sunday that's closest to the 31st of July, so that all of us can celebrate together. Maybe we should try that. So tonight, I want to talk a little bit about Ignatius and his work. I'm always amazed at what certain individuals are able to do in service to their brothers and sisters in the course of a lifetime. There are some extraordinary people that we have heard about, perhaps even that we have known, people who have given themselves in amazing ways in love for brothers and sisters. Not because they get compensated well, not because they enjoy positions of power or status, not because they get great honor, but simply because they want to love in extraordinary ways. And I can't help but wonder what allows people to do that. What's going on in their lives that frees them to give themselves away in such extraordinary ways? In the case of Ignatius, we might get a little bit of a clue from reading his autobiography. I commend it to you. It's only about 70 pages, and it reads very fast. It covers the period from his youth through several years before he died. So it doesn't cover the very end of his life, but it does talk about what went on in his life that led to his conversion. Unfortunately, the exercises, or the autobiography as Ignatius writes it, is not very detailed, especially when Ignatius talks about those significant events that changed his life. He says things simply like, I was able to see things that I wasn't able to see before. And this is a life-changing experience, but that's all he manages to say in explanation. So the autobiography, good as it is, doesn't give us a lot of clues about what was going on in his life. I think the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius give us a better understanding of why Ignatius came to be able to do what he did. The exercises, as many of you know, are a series of meditations that are based on Ignatius's real life experience of conversion, of transformation. And what he did was reflect on his own experience and set that down in a series of meditations so that he could share that experience with others. So that by looking at the exercises, we can get a pretty good sense of what happened to Ignatius. And the dynamic of the exercises is this. One experiences being loved by God. And that experience of being loved by God frees the person from all those things that get in the way of commitment, of giving oneself away. And then one indeed chooses to follow the one who has loved him or her first. The one who has been freed then chooses to follow God in that extraordinary way. Very simple dynamic. Loved by God, freed from all attachments, and then loving in return. In extraordinary ways, comparable to the love that one has felt herself, himself. You who have been in love know how this works, right? I suspect that each of you has found yourselves doing extraordinary things out of love when you have found yourself first being loved by another. Isn't that a common sense dynamic? When we have been loved first, we are enabled, we are free to love back in surprisingly generous ways. Pedro Arrupe, who is a former general, provincial general of the Society of Jesus in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, he's quoted in a famous quote. Many of you have heard it. And he says this. He says, "Fall in love. Fall in love, and it will make all the difference in your life. You will find yourself deciding what to do in the course of a day on the basis of your relationship with this person. Fall in love, and it will make all the difference." Now, this love from God is, in fact, a gift. There's nothing we can do to earn it, to deserve it, to merit it in some way. It is gracious gift. Otherwise, it wouldn't be love, right? It would be compensation or something like that. We're talking about love, undeserved, unconditional love that is no greater because of what we do and no less because of anything we do. It is pure gift. So what can we do to feel God's love? I suggest the one thing we might be able to do is to, as best we can, be open to the experience of being loved by God in that transformative way. Don't let fear of what being loved that much might do in your life. Don't let the possibility of being loved that much that you find yourself giving yourself away, don't let fear of being loved that much stand in the way of feeling that love of God for you. And then stand back and watch what happens.